Now, the movie for which this song was a thing was about a soldier who had recently married his lovely bride, both of them loving each other dearly. World War II, from 1942 to 1945, he was sent off to war soon after joining the military. He did not make it back alive. His now widowed bride, as you can imagine, was crushed. Which movie? Which theme song? Who was the composer? I mentioned earlier in the week that you can hear some similar features throughout these songs that I'm featuring, but there's some definite differences. This one is Summer of 42. Can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, powerful emotion. Through the movies, each of these movies, as well as the power of the emotion of the songs. Man, you talk about. Okay, anyway, here we go. Taking a look at our brains again. Getting them right, making them better. Values. Again, as Dr. Stosny points out, when we begin to experience the guilt that we experience, the shame that we experience, the anxiety, you think about how important it is to us that as few people as possible know about, find out about the wrong we've done. No matter how much pleasure we may have gotten out of it, we want as few people as possible to know anything about it. That's shame. Ladies and gentlemen, and you can best believe somewhere in there, there's guilt too. You have violated a standard that you knew should have been held to, complied with. Much of the suffering in the world occurs when people violate what is important to them by acting on what is less important. Think about the mistakes you've made in life. A lot of them involve violating a deeper value by acting on something that was not as important to you, at least in the long run. And that's why I say check your values, because there are people who do value that which is wrong. But in the long run, and a lot of you know, you hear me talk about that quite a bit. In the long run, don't just think about right now. Think about in the long run, even thinking about the eternal scheme of things. And a lot of people are consistently violating more important values by by acting on the less important feelings and impulses. And here's one of the tricky things about feelings and impulses. We can have a feeling or an impulse right this moment to do something that we know is wrong. We may have an impulse right now to do something we know we should not do. But we may not act on it right now. Instead, we begin to experience the impulse right now, that impulse, that driving desire to do what we shouldn't do. We may experience that impulse right now, but we may only begin to plot how we're going to experience it right now. And we may be willing to put off actually following up on our impulse for days, maybe even weeks. That impulse hit. And instead of shutting it down, we gave life to it and decided that we were going to follow through. Yeah. Decided to follow through on the impulse. And so it may be the impulse hits us now. It may be 2 weeks later that we're actually in bed with the person. It may be 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, that we pulled a few other people into this plot to destroy someone else's reputation based on lies and slander. The impulse. And we don't care about the long run impact even on ourselves, as long as we can get the pleasure as soon as possible of following through on that dark impulse. All right, here we go. I want to play a little bit of another song that we featured during the week. And again, you can give me the name of the composer, the song, maybe some facts about the movie for which this song was the theme. Ah, y'all hear that clavinet, and some of you are thinking, oh, wait a minute, this is one that Carl said we probably recognize. This is the one. Back in just a few.